WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06 here this morning, we have mostly clear sunny skies, 65 degrees your current temperature. Look for sunny skies today, breezy conditions, and a high of around 91 degrees. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says an Atlantic man was cited on Friday after he was stopped for speeding. 29-year-old Zachary Allen Frank was pulled over at around 2:50 p.m. after being clocked doing 81 miles per hour in a 55 zone on his 2007 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Frank was subsequently found to allegedly be in possession of drug paraphernalia. He was cited for possession of the paraphernalia, failure to have proof of insurance, and speeding. He was then released at the scene of the traffic stop. Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating an incident of burglary. Officials say at around 11:45 a.m. on Friday, a Red Oak resident reported that her two storage units in the Park West storage facility had been broken into. The locks on the units were cut off. Once inside, the thief stole an antique mirror, hurricane lamp, and a charmed DVD series. The loss was estimated at $500, and anyone with information about this incident is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. Governor Terry Branstad is taking some of his weekly news conferences on the road in Iowa. Branstad says he and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will be holding the news conference outside the Capitol in Des Moines as part of their transparency goals. The first will be on Wednesday in Storm Lake. Other dates and cities will be announced as they're scheduled. Officials with the Cass County Sheriff's Office say three people were arrested over the past week. On Tuesday, 21-year-old Shane Michael Sewer of Oneida turned himself in on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for assault causing injury, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. Sewer was booked into the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $1,650 bond. That same day, 33-year-old Dustin Ray Fusselman of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for driving while barred. Fusselman was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later in the day on $2,000 bond. And on Wednesday, 20-year-old Rebecca Ann Stevens of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of assault causing injury. She was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $1,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports no one was injured, but a Creston man received multiple citations following a crash on Thursday afternoon about 6 miles south of Atlantic. At around 2:25 p.m., sheriff deputies responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident on 630th Street near Oxford Road. Officials say a 2007 Ford F-250 pickup owned and driven by 76-year-old Richard Leo Knapp of Denison, Texas, was southbound on Highway 71 when it was hit in the front driver's side corner by a northbound 1987 Ford F-250 pickup owned and driven by 50-year-old Kevin Floyd Edwards of Creston. The accident happened when Edwards fell asleep at the wheel. The collision forced Knapp's pickup onto the east side of Highway 71 and caused Edwards' pickup in the vehicle it was towing to roll onto the roofs in the west ditch, where they struck a DOT road sign and post. Damages from the crash amounted to $18,000. The sheriff's department says Edwards was cited for no valid driver's license, failure to yield half of the roadway, no proof of insurance, operating non-registered vehicle, open container, and failure to acquire title of purchased vehicle. CenturyLink is closing its sales and call center in Des Moines and relocating the operations to Sioux City, a move that will affect over 100 employees. Spokeswoman Nancy Devine McNeely says the center will close September 7th. She says the work will be consolidated to Sioux City and all employees would be offered the chance to move. She says the move is part of an ongoing effort to remain competitive and reduce cost. CenturyLink has about 1,500 employees in Iowa. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a 19-year-old was arrested Thursday night on an assault charge. Brothers says Joseph Ray Azevedo of Clarinda was charged with misdemeanor domestic abuse assault after officers responded to a 911 call where a woman had been screaming for help from an apartment. When they arrived shortly after 8:30 p.m. at 114 West Washington Street, officers discovered that an 18-year-old female living in one of the apartments had allegedly been physically assaulted by Azevedo, who she was living with. The woman was not injured during the alleged assault and did not seek or require medical attention. Azevedo was taken to the Page County Jail and held without bond pending an initial appearance before a Page County magistrate. The incident was subsequently referred to the Page County Attorney's Office for review. An open house will take place on Saturday for the new Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. That's June the 23rd, located at 100 West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. The event will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. that day and is sponsored by the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Residents and interested persons will be allowed to tour the LAC and speak with the supervisors and office staff during their visit. In the meantime, the finishing touches are being applied to the brand new facility, which is replacing one that is more than a century old. The project is expected to be completely finished by sometime next month. Montgomery County's voters made the facility possible when they approved a $5.675 million bond issue in August of 2010. A judge has sentenced a Davenport woman to a one-year in prison for a fraud scheme in which she siphoned more than $113,000 from another person's bank account. U.S. District Judge James Gritzner sentenced 47-year-old Yolanda Fitz on Friday, ruling that she must spend 3 years on supervised release after her prison term and pay restitution of $64,000. Prosecutors say Fitz created and mailed two bogus letters to a bank based in Rhode Island that allowed her to transfer funds from another person's investment account to one that she controlled. Prosecutors say Fitz received $113,000 in several wire transfers in 2008 and withdrew $64,000 for her personal use. Fitz was convicted of 2 counts of wire fraud and 1 count of structuring financial transactions to avoid IRS reporting requirements. And the Iowa Supreme Court is giving the green light to a major wind energy expansion by the state's largest public utility. The court on Friday upheld a 2009 decision by the Iowa Utilities Board that guaranteed MidAmerican Energy could raise customers' rates in the future to pay for a huge wind energy project set to be completed this year. The court rejected a challenge by Next Era Energy Resources, a rival who argued that MidAmerican didn't demonstrate a need for extra capacity and didn't properly consider the other alternatives. In a 5-0 ruling, the court says the board's decision was based on substantial evidence the expansion would reduce emissions, diversify the fuel supply, promote economic development, and maintain reasonable prices for customers. MidAmerican spokeswoman Ann Thielen says that the company is pleased with the ruling. MidAmerican says it owns the most wind-powered capacity among the nation's rate-regulated utilities. Among its area projects are the Adair Project in Cass and Adair counties, producing 174.8 megawatts of power, the Eclipse Project in Audubon and Guthrie counties, producing 200.1 megawatts, the Morning Light Project in Adair County, which produces more than 101.2 megawatts of power, and the Rolling Hills Wind Energy Project in Adair, Adams, and Cass counties, which generates 443.9 megawatts of power, and also the Carroll Project, which can produce up to 150 megawatts of power. Altogether, there are 56 wind turbines which have been built or are in the process of being erected in those counties. The total amount of energy generated by those turbines amounts to slightly more than 1,070 megawatts. MidAmerican says by the end of 2012, all of their wind energy projects, when completed, will have the capacity to generate more than 2,284 megawatts of power. According to the American Wind Energy Association, 1 megawatt of wind-generated power can provide electricity for anywhere from 240 to 300 households per year. And the owner of the Argosy Riverboat Casino in Sioux City has accepted a contract extension with the nonprofit group that holds the license. Penn National Gaming says it has agreed to sign the offer by Missouri River Historical Development to extend the current agreement through March of 2015. The deal appears to keep the casino from closing. Talks have stalled on a long-term deal. Penn is proposing a new $100 million land-based casino. The nonprofit group wants more than the current 3% of gross revenue for community projects. Penn spokesman Eric Shippers says it was in the best interest of all parties to extend the current agreement. Mark Monson of the nonprofit group says that he didn't know Penn had accepted the deal, and the group will talk about it on Monday. Taking a look now here this morning at your funeral announcements. So Roland Raleigh E. Ackerman, age 97, formerly of the Atlantic and Griswold areas, died on November 14th in Sandpoint, Idaho. Memorial services for Raleigh Ackerman will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elaine Shelley, age 78, of DeSoto and formerly of Menlo, died Wednesday at the Emergency Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Elaine Shelley will be held today at 4 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Earl Eugene Webb, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday in Guthrie Center. Memorial services with full military honors for Earl Webb will be held Sunday, 1:30 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Kim Sue Farrell, age 49, of Council Bluffs, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Kim Farrell will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Delbert Gaines, age 74, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died on Monday at the Bergen Mercy Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Delbert Gaines will be held Saturday at 11 a.m., June the 30th, at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Anthony Dole, age 40, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at home. Services for Anthony Dole are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements. This 7 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.